The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. The American Printing House for the Blind has recently released a new piece of software called Braille Blaster. And this is a review of the Braille Blaster software from the Access World magazine. It's written by J.J. Madow. While many reasons can be cited for the lack of Braille adoption among students and other readers, the cost of various tools required to produce Braille is certainly one of the most formidable barriers. Braille transcription software often costs several hundred dollars per license. Braille embossers are priced in the thousands, and high-quality transcriptions are a rare commodity. The American Printing House for the Blind, or APH, has sought to knock down at least some of these barriers through the introduction of Braille Blaster, a free transcription suite that enables relatively painless conversion from a variety of formats. While the software is designed, at its core, to be a tool for producing textbooks for students, many of its features make it a valuable option for a wide variety of users, from Braille producers to those seeking a simple way to emboss short files. APH offers the software for free on the Braille Blaster website, with versions available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. The only thing required to download is your email address. We use the latest version of Windows released in November 2018 for this review. The user guide is available through the Help menu of the program, which links to a manual on the APH website. The documentation does a decent job of describing the various menus and their functions, though it is apparent the intended audience is professional Braille transcribers who would be used to some of the advanced transcribing terms that are used. Some of the basic setup steps, including configuring and embosser, are not described in the manual. But to be fair, the embosser feature was added in a more recent version of the software. Speaking of embossers, Braille Blaster has built-in support for newer models of Index and Enabling Technologies embossers. If you have another type of embosser, you can select the generic option, which should still allow you to send basic commands to your device. I set up an Index Everest embosser, and the process was straightforward. Braille Blaster supports a variety of formats for Braille transcription. Its primary focus is files in the National Instructional Materials Accessibility Standard, or NMAS, format, the primary type of textbooks for students. Files can also be loaded in other formats, including EPUB, DOCS, and HTML. The EPUB format may be of particular interest to Bookshare users, as this is one of the options available for downloading books from its online collection. We tested out the basic features of the Braille Blaster by loading in a copy of A Christmas Carol, a freely available book from Bookshare's collection. Upon loading the book, the cursor is placed in a window that contains the entire print text of the book. From there, normal editing commands can be used to make changes to the book, apply styles and formatting, or add other specialized elements described below. Pressing Ctrl plus Tab will move focus to the Braille window, which displays the text of the book in Braille form. For screen reader users, this may sound like gibberish, because Braille characters are spoken using their print equivalents. For example, a Braille comma, which is represented by .-2, will be spoken as number 1, since the number 1 is represented by .-2 in computer Braille. While not a problem for those used to computer Braille, a way for Braille characters to be read as dots while arrowing through the text may be helpful. One can painlessly move between the print and Braille windows anytime, though all editing must take place in the print window. This negates the need to run a separate translation command to turn print text into Braille as translation is performed on the fly. For editors, especially those who lack an advanced knowledge of Braille, this should make it easier to make changes to a document on the fly. Embossing a document can be as simple as loading the file and then selecting the emboss command. Once the embosser has been set up, pages can be sent to the device within seconds. The reason I say it can be as simple as is because many professionally produced documents may require additional formatting before they are rendered into Braille. For professional producers, Braille Blaster offers a variety of tools to lessen the burden of transcribing large and daunting textbooks. Although the NMAS standard for textbooks provides flexible framework for publishers to provide high-quality textbooks for producers, the quality of these files varies widely. Typically, additional work is required to turn a file into a student-ready Braille book. Braille Blaster includes tools to manage some of the most typical and some atypical transcribing needs. This includes the means to separate books into multiple volumes, the ability to automatically add transcriber's notes, which are typically added at the beginning of a volume to explain any special Braille symbols that are used, and a TOC builder that can be used to generate robust table of contents. A special editor is also included for mathematical content, and there is even a tool for providing the proper formatting and numbering for poetry. The effectiveness of these tools depends on the quality and file format of the book or document that has been loaded. As stated above, most of these tools are intended for professionals who produce Braille materials on a daily basis. I was happy to find rather robust support for screen readers included in the software. In my testing with NVDA, major functions were voiced while navigating the program. Some of the advanced screens could benefit from additional verbal output. For example, it would be nice to hear the dots or letters that are entered while using the 6-dot input code. Believe it or not, there are actually some Braille transcription programs that do not have accessibility support. And while I am not at all surprised that APH included this as a core part of the program, it is still worth commending their efforts. Braille Blaster is an excellent and versatile tool for educators and Braille professionals. It also includes some basic tools for those who wish to produce simple Braille documents. It would be great to see more features for average Braille readers added in the future, which could make Braille production more accessible to everyday consumers. Recent updates have added support for modern Microsoft Word files among other formats, which is a welcome addition. Expanding the range of formats to include accessible PDF files would increase the app's versatility. Additional embosser support and versions for iOS and Android should be considered. In the year that Braille Blaster has been available, it has blossomed into a far-reaching tool for those who wish to produce Braille. Although it may lack the familiarity and extensibility of other paid options such as Duxbury, Braille Blaster provides a means for producing high-quality Braille more affordably. Between Braille Blaster and Orbit Reader, APH has become a trendsetter in increasing access to Braille materials, and they should be commended for their efforts. We look forward to future developments with Braille Blaster and other efforts to increase the proliferation of Braille worldwide. For more information on Braille Blaster, or maybe you want to take a test drive, you can visit their website at www.brailleblaster.org. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The Assistive Technology Industry Association conference was recently held, and Access World Magazine was there to cover it all. Here's a look at the new tech coming out in 2019. This article was written by JJ McDowell. 2019 looks to be a busy year for new products and innovations, as evidenced by the exhibit hall at the Assistive Technology Industry Association, ATIA, annual conference in Orlando. This year's event was held January 30th through February 2nd at the Caribe Royal Hotel and Convention Center and featured an array of devices from transportable video magnifiers to tech toys for kids and seniors. I've recapped some of the major highlights below. First up, the Braille Note Touch gets refreshed. Humanware's Braille Note Touch has been a popular option for students and teachers since its release in 2016, but the outdated hybrid touchscreen and Braille keyboard device has been stuck on an outdated version of Android due to hardware limitations. Humanware sought to modernize the note taker with the announcement of the Braille Note Touch Plus. It has basically the same shell and shape as its predecessor, but includes a faster processor, a USB-C port for charging, and the Android 8.1 Oreo operating system. As Humanware's Andrew Flatters explains in the Braille Bargains interview, moving toward a modern version of Android allows Humanware to take advantage of up-to-date features, such as the Chrome web browser and the Google Assistant for voice commands. The unit also includes 4 GB of memory and 64 GB of built-in storage, as well as support for more modern wireless and Bluetooth protocols. Orders can be placed now for the Braille Note Touch Plus in either 18 or 32 cell configurations at $4,195 and $5,695 respectively. Current Braille Touch users can upgrade to the new model, which will transplant the existing Braille cells to a new unit for $1,295. A Braille display of a different kind. The cost of a 32 or 18 cell Braille display is still prohibitive for many people, so a company called Braillebook is offering an alternative idea with a product of the same name. The mouse-sized device includes a single Braille cell and can be loaded with books in several formats. Characters are displayed in contracted or uncontracted Braille, a cell at a time, and the speed can be controlled using a joystick. A headphone jack allows a user to plug in an external headset or speaker to hear words as they are displayed. The small size and weight of the unit is its major advantage, but reading Braille one cell at a time can be either tediously slow or nearly impossible, depending on the speed of the unit, potentially requiring a sharp learning curve. Priced at around $450, it faces an uphill climb against the likes of the Orbit Reader and Braille Me 2 20-cell units available for about the same price. Magnified options for people with low vision. There was no shortage of new video magnifying options on display at the conference. This year's focus was on updates to what are often referred to as transportable video magnifiers, units that generally will sit on a desk but are light enough to be moved around if necessary. Eerie AT is introducing a Real Easy Evolve to the United States, a video magnifier that can capture an entire 11 by 17 inch sheet of paper in a single picture, useful for large items such as newspaper pages. Capturing is accomplished by moving the camera between two different mounting points. The lower camera hole is designed to read standard sized paper, while the elevated slot is designed for larger documents. It was quick and painless to move the camera between the two slots. As for the actual reading of the text, it was accomplished within about 4 seconds, though the company is working to make it faster. Speech was clear using modern voices from the Vocalizer speech engine, and the optional keyboard can be used for filter control. An optional monitor can be purchased for users with low vision. The 4-pound ReadEasy Evolve folds so it can be taken with you and will run on an optional battery pack. The base unit is available from Eerie AT for about $2,000. Back over to the Humanware booth, two new and slightly heavier desktop magnifiers were announced, the Reveal 16 and Reveal 16i. Weighing in at a still transportable 13 pounds, Humanware is targeting these two models at two very different markets. The Reveal 16 is designed for seniors and elementary school students who desire a simple unit with basic controls. It features only 4 buttons, power, autofocus, zoom, and contrast. Images can be magnified from 11x to 45x and displayed on a variety of contrast modes. The camera can either point down at the base of the unit or be pointed outward for distance viewing. Advanced users may prefer the Reveal 16i, which offers the same features as the basic model, but adds a touchscreen, an OCR camera, and a fifth button used for switching to an Android 7 tablet. Prodigy interface users will be familiar with this mode, which can be used to read books aloud or run Android apps off of Google Play. Both models collapse and can be carried using an optional case. The Reveal 16 retails for $2,995, while the Reveal 16i sells for $3,995. A new kind of wearable. There weren't as many wearables in the haul as in 2018, but Zoom Max was showing a new take on the category. The Xsight is a lightweight headset that displays images using augmented reality. Individual screens are centered over each eye and display magnified images of what's in front of you. This approach allows you to focus on what's ahead of you while using your peripheral vision to see other items at the same time. Magnification is available in a variety of contrast modes, from 1.1x to 15x. The Xsight will be available soon for $4,995. Teaching Braille and coding for kids. The American Printing House for the Blind is showing two products designed to teach important concepts to children who are visually impaired. Braille Buzz is a toy designed for kids ages 2 to 5 to teach Braille letters. The bumblebee-shaped toy includes buttons for each Braille letter that announce the letter or its sound when pressed. A 6-cell Perkin-style keyboard is positioned below and will speak the Braille letter that is typed or play a sound if something besides a Braille letter is entered. The Braille Buzz is designed in the style of other audio-based children's toys that teach basic letter and phonetics concepts. It is available now for $99. Other kids may love Code Jumper, an educational toy collaboration between APH and Microsoft for teaching basic coding concepts. More and more kids are learning how to write code for computers and mobile devices, and many systems have been created to teach early foundations and concepts at a young age. Code Jumper is one of the first of these systems to be fully accessible for people who are blind or visually impaired. The brains of the device are based in the Code Jumper Hub, a Bluetooth device that will play back sounds or music based on what it is connected to. You may not be familiar with programming concepts such as loops, concepts, or if statements, but the hands-on approach to the connected pods illustrates these and more to the most novice student or teacher. APH also plans on developing lessons for both teachers and students to complement the system. You can sign up for a waiting list to be informed on the product's release, likely later this year. A new product for seniors. Dolphin has completely rewritten the software it designed to simplify the internet for seniors. The new GuideConnect allows you to read and write emails, listen to radio stations, read books, and browse the web using a simplified interface. The Windows 10 software runs on computers, tablets, and can even be displayed on TVs using a customized set-top box and a remote control similar to a Roku. The product will be available from Erie AT in the United States starting at around $800 depending on options. In conclusion, the ATIA conference was busier than in past years, and several major products were announced over the four-day event. We will continue to follow many of these products as they are released and review some of them in future issues of Access World. As a footnote, if you would like to know more about some of the products mentioned in this article, you can visit their respective websites. I recommend you visit the HumanWare website as well as Erie AT, and Erie AT was spelled IRIE-AT. You can also visit the American Printing House website for information on Bumblebee and Code Jumper. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Here's something from our friends over at Access World Magazine. The article is entitled A New Way Around Object Identification for People with Visual Impairments. It's written by Bill Holton. As a senior coping with recent vision loss, you have likely already learned that two of the most often asked questions among those with visual impairments are, what is it and where did it go? In the February 2017 special seniors issue of Access World, we tackled these vexing questions with several low-tech tricks and a number of high-tech solutions, including a pair of voice labeling solutions, the PenFriend 2, and talking labels from Envision Ellie. In this article, we'll introduce you to a third high-tech solution, WayTags, and the WayLink from a Plano, Texas startup called WayAround. WayTags are tiny, near-field communication, or NFC, chip-enabled stickers, buttons, magnets, and clips that transmit data to the WayAround smartphone app or the handheld WayLink. You can use WayTags to mark and identify everything from holiday gifts to condiment bottles to over-the-counter medications and prescriptions. Simply touch the top edge of your iPhone 7 or higher or your Android smartphone to the tag and your custom label will appear in your device's screen and be spoken aloud. Assuming you are running the VoiceOver touchscreen reader on your iPhone or TalkBack for Android devices. Please note that some Android smartphones place the NFC reader elsewhere on the device. Consult your owner's guide. If your iPhone is an older model or you use an iPad or Android tablet, read on and we'll tell you how you can use WayTags too. WayTags are available for purchase at the WayAround eStore, which you can reach either via the company's homepage or through the settings menu on the WayAround app. WayTags come in various shapes and sizes, from tiny magnets and adhesive backed stickers to sew-on buttons and clips that can easily be removed and reattached. Most are round, but some are square, which identifies them as shielded so they can be placed on metal surfaces. Each WayTag can be programmed with up to 2,000 characters. The information can also be organized into fields, such as ingredients, preparation, and nutritional information for that new recipe you want to try. They can be edited with new information or cleared and reused from scratch. The WayAround mobile app is available free from both the iOS, Apple Store, and Google Play. If you set up the account when you purchase your tags, you will be asked to log in the first time you launch the app. Otherwise, simply enter your email address and a password of your choice to create a new WayAround account. The apps are optimized to work with VoiceOver and TalkBack and include either two or three controls, depending on whether you are using an iPhone or Android smartphone. The iOS app includes controls to read, edit, and write WayTags. The Android version does not include the read button because the Android OS allows apps to place the device in continuous standby read mode, whereas Apple only allows third-party apps to read a single NFC chip with each press of an application control. What this means is that once the Android WayAround app is open, all you need to do is touch the top of your phone to the chip until you feel a double click, and then the app will voice the WayTag information automatically. A second tap to a second chipped item will announce that item in turn. iPhone users must press the read button first, then position the phone for each item to be identified. Of course, if this is your first time using WayAround, you won't have any tags programmed yet. Writing WayTags. Double tap the app's Create button and you will be prompted to begin entering the information you wish to associate with a particular WayTag. Type or dictate in any desired text, such as milk expiration date is April 12th, or blue and white silk blouse. Now, swipe down to the detail type. Your choices are none, clothing care, groceries, files, cleaning supplies, personal care, and custom. For that silk blouse, you might wish to select clothing care and use the second edit box that appears to list the garment's washing instructions. You might then create a custom ensemble category to list which slacks and skirts go well with this blouse. WayTags can include as many category listings as you wish, so long as the total of categories and text is less than 2,000 characters. Creating a WayTag for your toolbox may seem unnecessary at first thought. After all, you know where your toolbox is and are not likely to mistake it for a hot water heater or a rake. But what about those six drawers? You could create a WayTag that reads Toolbox with six fields, one for each drawer, each of them listing the tools that are inside each drawer, or, more likely, what are supposed to be in each drawer. Once you have the identification, just so, select a weigh tag. A magnetic tag might be an excellent choice to attach to the side of your steel toolbox, while a weigh tag button could either be sewn near the bottom or safety pinned to the label of the blouse. Weigh tag buttons can be put through the washer and dryer with no ill effects. Finally, return to the Weigh Around app and double tap the right control. You will be prompted to touch the tag with the top edge of your phone. When you hear and feel a double click, your tag has been registered. Go ahead and use the read button to confirm. You will likely find NFC tags easier to use than barcodes or QR codes. Each of those depends on either a smartphone camera or dedicated laser device, and aiming can be problematic, especially if your hands are not rock steady. NFC chips, on the contrary, require nothing more than a simple tap. You can change the information on a weigh tag anytime in two ways. Use the edit control to add or delete specific information from a tag, or use the create control to compose a new weigh tag, then the write control to erase the old information and replace it with the new. A word of caution though, there is no prompt warning you when you will be overwriting previous information. Each weigh tag contains a unique identification code which the Weigh Around app associates with the information you have provided. A copy of this information is kept on your device, so you can use weigh tags even when you don't have an internet connection. A second copy is stored on the Weigh Around servers, so if you need to replace your phone, the data can be downloaded. This also means a couple can both use the same weigh tags by simply logging onto the same account. If your spouse changes, adds, or edits a weigh tag, the app will spot the difference the very next time you run the app and incorporate the changes into your phone's storage. What if your device does not support NFC? As mentioned, for weigh tags to work, your smartphone must be NFC enabled. This includes most Android phones and iPhones version 7 and above. You can still use weigh tags with older phones and tablets, however, using WeighLink. WeighLink is a fit-in-your-palm sized add-on that reads NFC chips and then transmits the information to your Weigh Around app via Bluetooth. Enable and disable the WeighLink through the app's settings menu. Optionally, you can enter the last 6 digits of your WeighLink's serial number to link your Weigh Around account specifically. Now, at one of those summer conventions, your WeighLink won't try to connect to someone else's smartphone. If you would like to know more about the Weigh Tags and WeighLink, it is manufactured by Weigh Around. Their telephone number is 1-833-857-7760. You can contact them via email at connect@weigharound.com. A 25-pack of WeighTag round stickers sells for $22.99. A 25-pack of WeighTag magnets sells for $27.99. Laundry starter pack includes 25 WeighTag two-hole buttons and a blind-friendly sewing kit, and that retails for $39.99. The palm-sized WeighLink scanner retails for $99.99. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.triangleReadingService.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.